Mishnah Gimel, the shear, the amount for which one is liable for carrying of animal hides which have not yet been processed into parchment or into leather, keilasis komeya, you would be liable if you took out enough to cover an amulet, which is some sort of parchment with pesukim written on it, used for healing purposes, or for some sort of skula, and that was wrapped in some animal hide, so that would be considered a significant amount. Klaf. When it comes to parchment, as we explained before, since parchment is worth more than regular paper, it would be very unusual for somebody to write a tax receipt on parchment. And therefore the parchment would usually be used for larger things. So only if you take out parchment which is big enough, because they lichtiv ala parasha ketana shebat tefillin, it's big enough to write the smallest parasha in the tefillin on it. There are four different sections in the Torah which are written in the tefillin. And the smallest of those, Shehi Shema Yisrael, that is the paragraph of Shema Yisrael, continues the Mishnah, Deyoi, ink, kdei lichtiv shtei oisiyos. If you take out enough ink to write two letters, as we have seen, that is considered something significant. Writing just one letter is not considered something significant. It's not even a malacha. Only if you write at least two letters would that be considered significant. And ends off the Mishnah, kachol. This is some sort of eye shadow or dye for the eyes. And even if you only take out enough kdei likchol ein achas to color one eye, that is considered significant. And the reason for this is because it was the custom of very modest women in those days to cover much of their face, including one of their eyes. So they would only uncover one of their eyes, and that was the eye that they would color. There's no point in coloring an eye which you don't show, and therefore even if you take out only enough to color one eye, that is considered significant.